Hello, lovers of the music and history of Newfoundland and Labrador. I'm Wayne Tucker, and this is the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Today, an extra special show. A show I just love putting together. The history of Echo Music and Recording Studio. And to kick off the program, one of the province's guitar virtuosos, and he recorded three vinyl LPs at Echo, Gordon Quinton. Wizard Gordon Quinton from his album Wood Night Moon. I think that was Gordon's second album, the second of three that he recorded at Echo Music and Recording. And that one was done back in 1982. What a great kickoff to the Newfound Records special today on the history of Echo Music and Recording Studio. So let's go back now to the mid-1970s in St. John's, Newfoundland. You know, and back then, there was one and only one recording studio in St. John's. And that was located above a little music equipment, radio and TV shop right at the top of Long's Hill. And that shop was called Jack's Radio Shop. And that's where musicians flocked, you know, to buy their instruments and to get them repaired. And as time went by, they headed there to make recordings too, because the owner of Jack's Radio Shop, Jack Windsor, had a hobby, and that hobby slowly developed into a studio. Now, I learned as I was researching for this program that Jack Windsor was indeed a very smart, kind soul who, although, you know, he wasn't a musician, but he loved music deeply. And by pursuing his hobby of recording music with great passion, he was able to offer an opportunity to local musicians, an opportunity to make budget recordings on good equipment in a basic studio. And Jack Windsor recorded dozens of albums and singles in that studio. But not only that, there are also many commercials, jingles, demos, and even the soundtrack for TV series, The Sons of Erin Show, all done at Echo Music and Recording. Today, the Newfound Records Radio Hour presents the music and history of the Echo Music and Recording Company. And throughout the show, we'll hear the music of people who recorded there, like Don Paul, Dennis Parker, a group called The Reaction, Peter Narvaez, and more too. And all that music was recorded at Jack's Radio Shop on the top floor at Echo Recording Studio. And we are going to hear, as we go through the program, excerpts from an interview done with longtime Echo employee Reg House. And that interview was done a few years ago by Greg Dodd and Wayne Sturge. And those two guys wrote the book, literally, Rock and Roll Comes to Newfoundland and Labrador. And that is a great resource book that I use all the time when I'm researching music for this program. And anybody that's interested in the history of rock and roll music in this province just must have a copy of it. Rock and Roll Comes to Newfoundland and Labrador by Greg Dodd and Wayne Sturge. Okay, let's hear from Reg House now, that longtime employee of Jack's Radio Shop that I just mentioned. And he's going to speak about Jack's hobby of recording music and his passion for continuously looking for ways to improve his little studio.
That was the main shop, Jack's Radio Shop. That's what he used to sell. He used to sell TVs, had TVs, no one known, everything else, all the gears. And he upstairs is where he had his recording studio. Now, it was just a hobby for him. You know, he had the reel-to-reels, he had the half-track and the eight-track there, mixing board, so a basic studio. Although he wasn't a musician, Jack did the mixing and everything with the help of, like, the guys in the band. Cause Jack Way, it was always experimenting. Okay. You go in there one time, and Jack have all the wall done with carpet, certain kind of carpet, and you can go a couple weeks after that, he have all that tore down, put up something else.
Okay.
You know, oh, yes, Jack be always trying their sounds.
Well, you know, many Newfoundland musicians got an opportunity to record at Echo Studio, and some of them, it was their one and only opportunity, and fellows like really good musicians, too, like Ray Broderick. He only recorded one album. That was done at Echo, and it was one of the earliest albums, I figure. So I'd say it was done around 1973, 74. You know, like most albums done in that period, there were no dates put on there as to when they were recorded. So this one was actually produced by an employee of Echo Music by the name of Wally Pinn, who was a well-known local musician. I think he used to do a lot of the repair work at the store as well, but obviously he spent time in the studio. We're going to hear now Ray Broderick from his album The True Newfoundlander doing a Bob Dylan composition, Wanted Man.
Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi, wanted man in old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you might see this wanted man. I might be in Colorado or Georgia by the sea, working for some man who might not know at all who I might be. If you ever see me coming, and if you know who I am, don't you predict an old buddy, cause you see I'm on the land. Wanted man by Lucy Watson, wanted man by Teeny Brown, wanted man by Nellie Johnson, wanted man in this next town. But I've had all that I've wanted of a lot of things I had, and a lot more than I needed of some things that turned out bad. I got sidetracked in El Paso, stopped to get myself a map. I went the wrong way into Warris with Juanita on my lap. Then I went to sleep in Freeport, I woke up in Abilene. Wonder why the hell I'm wanted at some town halfway between. Wanted man in Albuquerque, wanted man in Syracuse, wanted man in Tallahassee, wanted man in Baton Rouge. There's somebody set to grab me anywhere that I might be, and anywhere that you might look tonight, you might get a glimpse of me. Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi, wanted man in old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you might see this wanted man.
If you come a ramblin' round Newfoundland shore, gotta come knocking on Holyrood's door. You'll meet some fine people, they'll bid you a good day. Take you into the parlor for a fine cup of tea. Down in Holyrood, where the squid chicken's good and the oil refinery's a humming away. The flame from the eagle across on the hill, a prettiest picture in Conception Bay. Ah, dear Gerard Hines, sir, how do you do? How's Dave, brother Jim, and old Tommy too? Well, he said that they're fine and they're all in good cheer. Come into the kitchen for a bottle of beer. While into the kitchen our voices did sing, the songs of the island our voices did bring. The squid chicken ground, sir, was fiddled in time. Fred Hickey jumped up, sang the salmon ear lines.
down in Holy Road, where the scoet chicken's good and the oil refinery's a-humming away. The flame from the eagle across on the hill, a prettiest picture in Conception Bay. Then Spiesel's the man with the grocery store, 'cause the North Arm is people both rich and both poor. Your prices are fiercer, so what am I bid? He said 1 pound of capelin for 2 pounds of squid. So that night I did dance to the old velvet horn, where Wilf Doyle was playing before I was born. Then down to Will Fury's before it burned down, to round out me night down in Holyrood town. Down in Holyrood, where the scoet chicken's good and the oil refinery's a-humming away. The flame from the eagle across on the hill, a prettiest picture in Conception Bay. So if you come a-rambling round Newfoundland shore, gotta come knocking on Holyrood's door. You'll meet some fine people, they'll bid you good day. Take you into the parlor for a fine cup of tea. Down in Holyrood, where the scoet chicken's good and the oil refinery's a-humming away. The flame from the eagle across on the hill, a prettiest picture in Conception Bay. It's the prettiest picture in Conception.
On the Newfound Records Radio Hour, Harold Crewe on guitar, Phil Simms on bass, Willie Arsenault, lead singer and guitar as well. That was the group known as Heritage with the Holyrood song. I make that as being recorded in 1975 or so. And that was recorded by Jack Windsor at Echo Recording Studio in St. John's, Newfoundland. And that is what the subject of today's show is, the history of Echo Music and Recording Studio. Before the group Heritage, we just heard Ray Broderick. So you heard there tracks from two of the very earliest recordings made at Echo. Okay, we've got to take a little break, but after that, we got a gospel choir from Gambo cramming into Echo's recording studio. And we'll also hear one of the province's earliest punk rock bands.
I'm David Suzuki. You're either on the bus or off the bus. If you're on the bus, 40 vehicles are off the road. One busload of commuters keeps 70,000 liters of gasoline from being burned. That keeps 9 tons of pollution out of the air. And it puts $5,000 into the pocket of every person on the bus. Get on the bus and breathe easier. The future is in your hands.
Don't drive the planet to destruction. Get around smarter at davidsuzuki.org.
Featuring the best in folk and blues, you're tuned to Mun Radio 93.5 CHMR FM, your only music alternative.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, spinning the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. And today we're featuring the music and history of the province's first real recording studio, Jack Windsor's Echo Music and Recording. Now, Jack's hobby, his little recording studio, started around 1973 with humble equipment, a two-track recording system, and he soon expanded that to four-track, and then in 1978 to 8 tracks. And in 1988, finally, he got a 16-track equipment. Once again, here's Reg House.
He had the two-track first, the half-track, they used to call it, right? Stereo.
Oh, okay.
Right, he had the stereo one, and then he got the 8-track, the big reel-to-reel with the, he had your 8 meters on it.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
He had the 8-track with the wide.
With the wide
tape. Wide tape on it, right? The gear that he had there, you know, wasn't a lot of gear, but for the time, everything, you know, it was good gear.
Now, a Salvation Army gospel choir from Gambo, they wanted to record an album at that fledgling 2-track studio. So, into St. John's they came, and 8 ladies crammed into the studio, along with 3 other players, a bass player, keyboard, and guitar. And get this now, just 2 hours later, thanks to the wizardry of Jack Windsor, they had an entire album recorded. An entire album, 2 hours. Well, let's give it a listen from 1974 or thereabouts. The group was called The Gospelettes. Get all excited.
Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings, King of Kings. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings, King of Kings.
You talk about people, you talk about things that really aren't important at all. You talk about weather, you talk about problems we have here at home and abroad. But friend, I'm excited about a solution for the world. I'm gonna shout and sing, and it's
Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings, King of Kings. Get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. I said, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings, King of Kings. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings, King of Kings. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings, King of Kings. Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings, King of Kings.
From around 1973, 74, 75, somewhere in there. That's the gospel group from Gambo, the Gospelettes, that they're recording done at the Echo Recording Studio. So one of the earliest albums done on two tracks, that one. Now, in the early 1960s, that's 50 years ago, remember, that's when Jack's Radio Shop began selling and repairing radios and TVs at the top of Long's Hill in St. John's. Musician Reg House joined the staff in, I think it was 1973 or so, and musician Wally Pinn, he was working there at the time, as were a few others. As Jack's hobby evolved to a modest recording studio, he needed a name for it, and he named it after Wally Pinn's band, which was called The Echoes. So Echo Recording was born. As well, Jack began to sell a wide variety of musical instruments and accessories in the early 70s. He wasn't doing that when the shop first opened in the early 60s. It was radios and TVs. So he phased out his radio and TV sales and repairs. His wife, Helen, was involved in the business, and she was in charge of the musical instrument section while Jack ran the studio. Jack's Radio Shop was one of the few music supply stores in St. John's at the time, so most local musicians passed through its doors at one time or another to buy their gear or to get it repaired or to just hang out. But, of course, they also recorded there. They did their demos, commercials were recorded, jingles, and lots of 45 RPM singles. Apparently they were a big thing for Jack Windsor, and plenty of albums. I think there was something in the order of 30 or so. And Jack became, you know, well-liked and certainly well-known in the music community for his generosity, his skill in the recording studio, and his undying commitment to musicians of St. John's. Once again, here's Reg House.
But Jack would never see a guy stuck. If a guy walked in the shop on a Friday and he was playing that night and someone stole his guitar or he never had a guitar, when Jack said, boy, no, take one there and make sure you got her back tomorrow, you know, and he didn't get her back Monday, Tuesday, you know. We had to get a book so Jack would make sure the guy would sign it and put his name there and get a number or something to go on. I go in Monday, where's the Jesus, Jack said, now who did I loan that to? I don't know, somebody came in there Saturday. Want to take it and try it. Who did I loan that to? Sometimes the guy would come back, oh, gee, sorry, Reg, but I never got in. you know, and come back, oh, honestly, thank God it was you, was it? You know, okay. Yeah. And lots of times, as long as you knew, well, oh, no problem, they knew it was back. But when you go in, they knew it was there. So that was a regular occurrence. And things that happened down there, I've seen guys who walked in there, like I was saying earlier about the, you know, musicians trying to get money. It was almost impossible. And you get this school burned down the Southern Shore Center, and the boys played there that night, Saturday night dance for the school, and they go back Sunday, they pick up the gear and they had a fire that night and lost everything, tired in the works. They walked in that shop, walked out of that shop, everybody fitted whatever they wanted, and all they had was their signature saying they have anyone. I've seen Jack up the recordings, doing recordings, and spent hours and hours and hours. And guys, Jack, how much we owed you now after it's all done, get the master mix and off, come down, how much we owed you now? And Jack say, you know, I can't charge you for that, you know, how about, you know, $100? Right? But that's what it's like.
Don Paul was one of St. John's most popular performers in the mid-1970s. And in 1976, he decided to record his signature song, Where Do You Go To My Lovely, at Echo Recording Studio. That got plenty of airplay. But on our program today, we're going to hear the flip side of that single, a rare opportunity for your listeners out there, Don Paul and Friends, with Don's own composition, Missing You, on the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Morning, missing you. Tried to find some music I could listen to. Wishing you were home again. Tried to sleep. I lay down and closed my eyes and tried to sleep. Think I even went as far as counting sheep. Couldn't keep my thoughts from you. Without you, there's no living without you. There's just something about you that breathes a life into my soul. I need you, oh my love, how I need you. For indeed you are the part that makes me whole. Home to me won't be long till you come home to me, and all the love that you've shown to me, alone to me, will shine again. Without there's no living without you. There's just something about you that breathes a life into my soul. I need you, oh my love, how I need you, to be complete, for indeed you are the part that makes me whole. Long till you come home to me, and all the love that you've shown to me, alone to me, will shine again.
Well, I love that organ in that song. That's Don Paul there, recorded from 1976 at Echo Music and Recording Studio. I don't know who the musicians were on that recording, but it's a dandy, despite all the surface noise, it's a dandy recording. Now, in 1979, with exploration of offshore oil proceeding full steam ahead, the Mummers Theater Group produced some slick. They called it a musical fantasy of offshore oil. That was quite a production. There is 22 original songs and 80 performances throughout the province, and they traveled Canada performing that. Two of the songs, and just two of the 22, were put to vinyl, and that was done at Echo Recording Studio and put on a 45 RPM single. We'll now hear Dennis Parker, who wrote the song we're about to hear, and Brian Downey, Mac Furlong, and Paul Steffler with Wildlife.
All the fish, they are gone. How would you like to be drowned in the oil, never to breathe? The white coats are now looking black and spreading out to sea. They're never coming back. 25 years, they say, as if it's just a day. The fish will return, then maybe we'll learn before our hair turns gray. Before my hair turns gray. Wildlife, there is no sanctuary. 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 Man-made pollution brings nature to its knees. Oil-stricken bird sings. Is this really necessary, or is it just a dream to haunt your mind? A shadow of life to leave behind. 25 years, they say, as if it's just a day. The fish will return, then maybe we'll learn. Thank you.
On the Newfound Records Radio Hour today, you're getting a smattering of the variety of music genres that were recorded at Echo Music and Recording Studio in the 1970s in St. John's. And there we just heard from around, I'd say, well, the late 70s, could have even been the early 80s when that was recorded. One of the province's earliest, they call them punk rock or sometimes new wave, I don't know the difference myself. The group was called The Reaction, the song was called Till Midnight, recorded and mixed at Echo Music in St. John's, mastered by Nick Blagona, engineered by Vaughn Whalen, Tom Adam, and Jack Windsor. And before The Reaction, we heard Iceberg Alley. Okay, we got to take a little break now. Going to listen to a few short messages, but stay right where you are. Newfound Records will be right back with a track from an album that was first released just a few months ago, but was actually recorded 30 years ago at Echo Recording Studios.
Join your host, Judy, every Saturday at 1 p.m., that's 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Kitchen Sink, where anything goes.
Featuring the best in folk and blues, you're tuned to Mun Radio 93.5 CHMR FM, your only music alternative.
Some like it hot, some like it on the rocks. Me, I like it fair. Fair trade coffee means that farmers improve their living conditions while respecting the environment, and it tastes really good. For a decent cup of coffee, look for the transfer logo. It's your guarantee that the coffee growers were paid a fair price and that the environment is protected. For more information, call 514-522-2000 or 1-888-663-3247. This message has been brought to you by Équiterre with the support of the Canadian International Development Agency.
I'm Wayne Tucker, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, where we spin the music of Newfoundland and Labrador from the 50s to the 80s, the vinyl era. Today, the music and history of Newfoundland's first recording studio, Jack Windsor's Echo Music and Recording. Now, you can follow the Newfound Records Radio Hour on the internet. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. You can follow us on Facebook as well and on Twitter, too, where our handle is at Newfound Records. Do send email. The address is wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. That's wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now continue with the music and history of Echo Music and Recording. And next, longtime employee Reg House speaks of Jack Windsor's skill in the recording studio, his overall smarts, and the popularity of his studio amongst local musicians.
The splicing the tape down was on right to the T.
Right?
Oh yeah. Oh God, you could splice the tape faster than you could look at him. It cut sections out, you know. Cut sections out of the tape, you know, stuff like that. Oh yes, yeah. Oh, he wouldn't know Dummy Jaguar. He was a smart man in everything he did. He was just one of these guys. So, and where this was a hobby of his, and he loved music. That, you know, although he wasn't a musician, he loved the music. But he put his all into it. Everybody that's doing any recording there was in there because it was the only recording studio around.
Yeah.
Right. So anybody about doing recording, and Jack was so free that it was there that you can come in and sit down. He let you. Because he wouldn't let just anybody, but anybody to go in and do any recording. The wonderful grand band that is Ron Hines and all the boys. Jesus, spend lots of time up there.
In 1982, Margot St. John recorded the outstanding single Death on the Ice, and she recorded that one in Stephenville at the Claude Sound Studios. A few months later, Margot recorded 8 more songs to round out a full album, and she recorded those later recordings at Echo Studio in St. John's. Now, the curious thing is, those 8 songs were never commercially released. They never made it to vinyl or any other format. They've rested in storage for 3 decades. Now, ever since I first heard that single, Death on the Ice, I've been living in the hope that Margot's unreleased recordings, which I'd known about, would someday see the light. And now, 30 years after they recorded at Echo, those 8 tracks are at long last available on the CD format, because Margot has released the CD under the title Death on the Ice. And that CD includes a total of 10 tracks, so it's got the 2 tracks that were recorded at Stephenville, and it also has the 8 tracks that were recorded at Echo. So we'll now hear one of those Echo recordings, which has been lying in state for 30 years. The song is called Change is on the Way, and it features Margot St. John on vocals with Andy Vine singing harmony on 93.5 CHMR.
Stories. Your book is one full of mystery. I try to help you see what it might be, but then you turned and I thought you'd gone away. I watched you every day, thinking of what I could say, hoping you'd understand the reason I talk this way. But when I looked last night and I saw you talking that way, I realized the change was on its way. Pages are gone from all your past lonely love songs. The time is anew, the song's a new tune, and the words seem to show more feeling. And it's so good to know that the love we both show is love again. I watched you every day, thinking of what I could say, hoping you'd understand the talk this way. But when I looked last night and I saw you talking that way, I realized the change was on its way. I realized the change was on its way.
Beautifully sung by Margot St. John, composed by Don Boland and recorded at Echo Music in St. John's way back in 1982, and just released 30 years later in 2012 on the CD Death on the Ice. Now, legendary St. John's bluesman Peter Narvaez, he recorded his first solo vinyl LP at Echo in 1984. And Peter assembled a group of the finest local musicians for that recording: Sandy Morris, Nelson Giles, Rocky Wiseman, Steve Annan, Jamie Snyder, John Nugent, Greg Clark, and Terry Riley. And the album was called Rock and Roll Ruby, and that was very well received and was distributed in the U.S. and reviewed in a blues magazine there. We're now going to hear Peter from that album with the track 24 Hours on the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
been gone for 24 hours, and that's 23 hours most too long. You know, the first 12 hours I was rolling and tumbling, I could not stay in my bed. I walked to the breakfast table and blues was in my friend. I said, I'm just sitting here waiting for her to call me on the phone. Cause she's been gone for 24 hours, and that's 23 hours, most too long.
My favorite albums of all time that's been recorded in Newfoundland, and that was Peter Narvaez, recorded at Echo Music and Recording in 1984. Today on the Newfound Records Radio Hour, we're having a look at the music and history of Echo Music and Recording, the studio that was run by Jack Windsor and located on Long's Hill for, oh, and from 1973 to about the mid-90s, I think it was about 20-year run. And, you know, business was good for Jack and Helen Windsor in the mid-1980s. They were selling their musical instruments and accessories there, doing repairs. And Jack continued to develop his beloved hobby, Echo Recording Studio. Now, in the mid-80s, he was still using 8-track equipment that he had purchased in, I think it was 1977 or so. And he couldn't really compete with other studios that were springing up in the province at the time. St. John's musicians who wanted more sophisticated recording equipment were traveling to JSR Studios in Gander or the Claude Sound Studios in Stephenville, or they were even going to the mainland. But by the late 1980s, both of those local studios in Gander and Stephenville, they had closed, and Jack's studio was still going. The busiest studio in the province at the time, though, was located on the south coast, where Sim Savory had a studio going, and he was using equipment, I do believe, that had come from Claude Sound equipment after it had closed. So there was a perceived need for a better equipped facility right there in St. John's, where the bulk of the musicians were. So Jack and his new business partner, John Bruce, applied for and received an ACOA grant, and they supported that with some of their own money and proceeded to upgrade Echo Recording to a modern 16-track studio. They required a professionally trained recording engineer, Tom Ronan, and the future looked bright for the oldest recording studio in the province as it entered the big time. And we'll now hear a track from a fine recording from that new facility done in 1990 by the group Irish Coffee. And they were Darcy Broderick, Glatton Hunt, Kevin Lynch, Rendell Hunt, Larry Martin, and Tom Ronan. Here's a title song from their album Banks of the Roses on 93.5 CHMR.
On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took up me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, she sighed and she said, "Sir Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?" Now when I was a young one, I heard me father say that he would rather see me dead and buried in the pay. Sooner than be married, for it's when you've run away to the lovely sweet banks of the roses. On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took up me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, she sighed and she said, "Sir Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?" Now seeing I am no runaway, and soon I let her know that I could take the bottle right and leave it alone. For Daddy doesn't like it, he can keep his daughter at home, and Johnny can go roving with some other. On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took up me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, she sighed and she said, "Sir Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?" Now when I get married, it'll be in the month of May. The leaves are green and the meadows they are gay. Me and my true love now will sit and sport and play by the lovely sweet banks of the roses. On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took up me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, she sighed and she said, "Sir Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?" On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took up me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, she sighed and she said, "Sir Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?"
Irish Coffee there from 1990, recorded at Echo Music and Recording. Well, you know what? We're rapidly running out of time here on this show, but we got time for another one or two. And up next, I have the album which the Newfoundland Herald named the best local pop rock album for the year 1987. And that album was recorded at Echo Studios. The album was Jeff Nicholson's The Blooming. Now, Jeff assembled some of the finest musicians. Rick Hollett, Sandy Morse, Nelson Giles, Howie Southwood, Hugh McGuire, Delph Marie Hoffman, and Jeff himself on guitar, harmonica, and vocals. Here he is with Sing for the Summer on the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Sing for the summer, but I won't be late. I'm gonna sing for the summer, but I won't be late. I'm gonna sing for the summer, but I won't be late. I won't be late for our wedding day. I got a girl who makes my head whirl. She's so good, but she changes my mood when I play. I can hear her heart say, "Can you play your guitar until just today?" Don't be late for our wedding.
guitar, I gotta move, 'cause I got to groove. I wanna cry, and I don't know why. I'm so happy that I could die. Oh, you can sing for the summer, but don't be late. Well, you can sing for the summer, but don't be late. Well, you can sing for the summer, but don't be late. Don't be late for our wedding day.
On the Newfound Records Radio Hour from 1987, his album The Blooming, that was Jeff Nicholson's Sing for the Summer, recorded at Echo Music and Recording Studio in St. John's. Now, about 5 years after Echo Music and Recording expanded to its 16-track facility and more modern equipment, its doors shut for the last time. A bunch of factors played a role in the company's demise, including the downturn in the economy in the early 1990s and some business decisions that just didn't work out. But, you know, I'm glad to report that both Jack Windsor and Reg House are alive and well today. Jack now is in his late 80s and still lives close to the building that was his life for 3 decades. Here's a final comment by Reg House.
You know, how many people went in there and did demos, did recordings just for demos and took that and just had it as a demo and probably still got it today, but thinks nothing of it. Don't think nothing of it. It's just a demo we did then, if, you know. But boy, he's a man that never got no recognition.
None.
As of anything,
no,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, and played a big part.
Newfound Records Radio Hour, time is up for this week, folks. Our special on Echo Music and Recording winds down with an instrumental by Baxter Weir and Pat and Joe Byrne from their stellar album, Toward the Sunset. And yes, that was recorded at Echo, and the year was 1983. You've been listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by me, Wayne Tucker. Thank yous go to Greg Dodd, Reg House, and to Colleen Field of Memorial University's Center for Newfoundland Studies. And a great big thank you to Mr. Jack Windsor for following his passion, for being generous to musicians, for allowing them to follow their dreams to make a record. Jack Windsor's musical legacy will live always. Until next time, be kind to Mother Earth and her children. See you next Saturday at noon.